Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
We have some major breaking news. After months of the Epstein files being blocked by Speaker of the House Mike Johnson and other House Republicans, Republican Representative Thomas Massie has officially filed a discharge petition to not only release the files, but to force the hand of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. Now, keep in mind, Congress is just now returning from an August recess today. On September 2nd. In fact, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was so scared of this even going up for a vote that he called for a recess 2 weeks early, meaning Congress was effectively shut down. No negotiations, no votes, no progress throughout the entire month. Now, in this clip that I'm about to play of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, he essentially admits that even when they come back throughout September, he refuses to put this up for a vote. He's not even going to put it up for a vote to see what the people want, what the representatives want. So that's when today, Representative Thomas Massie says, hey, we're coming back and we're filing a discharge petition immediately. This says, I am in D.C. and I will file the discharge petition today, September 2nd at approximately 2 p.m. when Congress officially returns from the August recess. At that point, we can begin collecting the 218 signatures necessary to force a vote on binding legislation to release the Epstein files. Now, if you don't know what a discharge petition is, it's a pretty powerful tool. Normally, the Speaker of the House, so Mike Johnson, is the one who controls what bills actually come up for a vote. But if 218 lawmakers, a simple majority for the House, if 218 lawmakers sign a discharge petition from any party, it rips that control away from the leadership and it just forces a bill on the floor and they will then vote for an investigation, or it would compel the Justice Department to release the investigative files that have already been collected on the Epstein files. Democrats are all in. We know that Representative Ro Khanna has been leading a charge. He's been co-authoring many bills with Massie and other Democrats. Massie's a Republican, but he's been co-authoring bills, and Republicans have been the ones holding this up. Democrats have been on board. So the question then becomes a few things. First of all, will this discharge petition go through? It absolutely should. But then secondly, what happens when the Epstein victims testify or give their side of the story later this week? We'll talk about that. But before I play the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, clip, keep in mind, when Congress came back, this was the welcoming they got. There were protests immediately outside the Capitol of people saying, free D.C., as they should. Honestly, there were protests in Chicago, where I live, work, and record. There were protests in Chicago on Labor Day, people saying, free D.C. So it is a countrywide movement, and people truly do understand the stakes. Diddy says, let me just say this. Speaker Mike Johnson shut down Congress 2 weeks early to avoid a vote on releasing the files and investigations related to Epstein and Maxwell and Trump. He was afraid of just the vote. So if you think he's telling the truth in this following clip, we have a little bit of a bridge to sell you. Take a listen.
So the discharge petition from Thomas Massie and Ro Khanna, I hope I'm using the right word, will ripen soon?
Well, no, I guess it would if they get the right signature.
If they get the signature,
but it's now a moot point. It's not even necessary.
I mean, you don't think it's going to happen?
There may be a floor vote of one measure or another. We have our own resolutions to do all this, but it's sort of not necessary at the point because the administration is already doing this. They're turning it over.
So I don't think that Congressman Khanna and Massie think that yet, at least from what I've heard. And I don't know that the 218 people that they think they have as signatories of that think that either. If they do get the signatures, will you allow that to come to a vote on the floor?
We might not even wait for that. We have our own resolutions to affect this same thing. But the process is playing out as it should, and very soon the American people will have that information, and they should have had it all along. That's my view.
But you can't guarantee there'll be a vote on the discharge petition.
There probably will be a vote of some sense, but we've got to get everybody collected again and get build consensus around that.
Listen, Mr. Speaker.
All right, there are two incredibly important things I want you to remember. First of all, we're going to be covering this all week on the Adam Mockler channel. We now have policy advisors, other contributors. The Mockler Media channel is growing quickly, thanks to you all. So make sure you subscribe. But please keep in mind that Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was the person who directly helped cover up the entire Matt Gaetz scandal. This was about a year ago. I mean, it went on for a few years. But about a year ago, former Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida was being investigated by the DOJ for having essentially a sex trafficking ring. He allegedly was Venmoing a string of underage girls over and over when he was in his 30s. And Speaker of the House Mike Johnson helped him cover up the release of that. Just straight up cover it up. In fact, he played defense for Matt Gaetz just long enough for Matt Gaetz to resign at the last minute so the full investigation didn't have to come out. I loathe the fact that the Republican Party tries to claim that they're the pro-children, anti-pedophile one just because they engage in wild conspiracy theories about Hillary Clinton and Pizzagate and all this crazy stuff. Do you guys know about the Pizzagate conspiracy theory? It's wild. But then when it comes down to the actual demonstrable insane stuff that Matt Gaetz does, that the President of the United States does, that Speaker of the House Mike Johnson at the very least covers up, then, you know, like if we were a Republican, if we flipped the shoes and we were a Republican and there was a Democratic Speaker of the House covering this up, this is what they would ask. They would say, huh, is Speaker of the House Mike Johnson in the files? What is he hiding? Has he been to Epstein Island? That's what Tucker Carlson would do. He would be like, I'm just asking questions here. I do want to also point out, this part is important. Members of the House Oversight Committee, according to a new report, will meet privately with victims of Epstein next week, the Washington Post reported, as Epstein's victims and their attorneys have publicly lashed out against the Trump administration's handling of the late financier's case, including the DOJ's recent interview. This is not good for the President of the United States. Just think about this. Epstein's literal victims are coming out and saying the handling of this has been awful. They're probably wondering, why is the President of the United States talking about, quote, stolen girls, end quote, while on Air Force One? I mean, dating back to the early 2000s in Mar-a-Lago, why is he talking about this stuff? I would certainly be asking that. Committee Chair Representative James Comer, Kentucky, and other members of the House Oversight are set to meet with some Epstein victims on Tuesday, the Post reported, citing anonymous sources. That is happening today. Now, here's what I want to be very, very clear about this. Donald Trump is also going to be holding a press conference on Tuesday. We have reports that it's going to be about the military or about national defense-related stuff. We likely won't be covering that unless it has something to do with the health care of American people, Medicaid, which people deserve, unless it has something to do with the Epstein files or Ukraine or Gaza or any of the important issues like ICE deportations. We're not falling for the distractions. But what I will say is that to subvert this distraction, we should continue covering the actual meeting that's taking place between Epstein victims and, you know, the House Oversight Committee. They're conducting a broader investigation into Epstein's alleged sex trafficking and sexual abuse of more than 100 women, which has so far included subpoenaing the Justice Department for all of its files on Epstein, subpoenaing Epstein's real estate, and calling for a variety of former government officials to testify. The interesting part is Epstein's real estate is actually giving them the birthday book. You know, the book that Donald Trump sent to Jeffrey Epstein on Jeffrey Epstein's 50th birthday. So we're genuinely about to see what is in that book. Let me give you the nightmare scenario for Donald Trump, and then we'll watch this other clip of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. So to put it simply, Congress was shut down for a month. They're just getting back in early September. They have less than 30 days to avoid a government shutdown, so the stakes are high. They have 30 days to avoid the government shutdown, but right now, bipartisan momentum is building towards releasing the Epstein files basically to avoid this government shutdown, which I think is very, very fair. The nightmare scenario for Donald Trump is that he gets back, Congress gets back, the discharge petition immediately succeeds, and focus is pulled directly towards that and the impending government shutdown and the failure of his policies. There are so many frameworks that we can use after the Epstein files are released to show how this administration covers everything up. Like, let me play this clip of them talking about the big ugly bill. First, let me just show you. The majority of voters oppose the GOP budget bill, with just 67% of Republicans in support. Trump's job approval is dropping. When you ask Americans who support or oppose this big ugly bill, the majority of people straight up oppose it by basically any polling standard. Even Fox News shows that most people oppose it. So when Speaker of the House Mike Johnson claims that they're just going to go focus on Trump's actual agenda, his actual agenda is more unpopular, almost more unpopular than the Epstein files.
You brought up polling when they asked people about specific provisions. Fox News, where I think you're headed later, they did ask about specific provisions. Absolutely right. No tax on tips. The majority approved, 70%. Defense spending, majority approved, 61%. Everything else they asked about, though, underwater, right? End EV tax credit, underwater. Boost Medicare work requirements, underwater. Increased border wall spending, underwater. Increased detention center spending, underwater. Solar and, you know, wind incentives, end them, underwater. Reduce SNAP benefits, underwater, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm not buying that. Polls can be manipulated. We have seen a string of polls over and over and over that many of those, every one of those provisions, in fact, that you said, are popular. We want.
It would be so easy to be a Republican. Like, imagine if in my videos, I could just be like, yeah, not true. I'm not buying that. Like, this dude is the Speaker of the House, and he gets presented with a slew of facts. This percentage, this. And he's like, yeah, I'm not buying that. If it were true, then blah, blah, blah. We can look through all of the polling. Even the RCP average shows that people disapprove of this big, ugly bill and Trump's job so far. So, let's keep pressure on the Epstein files. I'll report this throughout the day because we do have some things happening. The closed-door meeting with Epstein victims, the discharge petition, and the impending government shutdown. We'll talk about this soon. Love you all. See you in the next video, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.